Life's not fair. We know that. But how fair would you say life in Britain is? 10 minutes ago, we were talking about the hundreds of thousands of people are being taken to court because they can't afford to pay council tax. Yesterday, we heard that one of Britain's biggest energy providers is raising its bills by much more than inflation, with customers in Kent having to pay more than anyone else. And today, the British Red Cross, which operates in countries devastated by war, famine and natural disasters, announced the latest place it's going to start giving aid, Britain. Deborah Hargreaves from Langton Green is a former journalist with the Financial Times and now director of the think tank, the High Pay Centre, and is with me tonight here in the studio. Deborah, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, good evening.
Now, financial equality is something you work to address, but just outline for us what the consequences are of the kind of equality we're currently experiencing.
Well, we've really seen a huge rise in inequality in Britain in the past 30 years. And we've seen people on ordinary wages actually not really getting a pay rise. You know, workforce wages are back at the level of 2003. So no one's had really a real terms pay rise that's beating inflation for 10 years. And at the same time, all these other prices are going up. You know, I've just had my letter actually from Scottish and Southern about the energy prices going up.
What were we talking about
November.
Yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. And people having to pay more for their groceries and their rent and house prices, obviously.
And you've said that gap between rich and poor has widened and the share of income going to the top 1% has doubled from 6% to 14%. Now, when I hear stats, you know, it goes out of my head, but I can clearly see that that is quite an interesting gap, isn't it? What happens if it continues at that rate?
That very small gap at the top, that very top 1%, those people have seen their incomes going up. Of course, a lot of them are running our big companies, their chief executives, they're people who are in the banks, you know, bank bonuses, and they are really getting much more of a share of the income that we have in this country than they've ever done before. If we carry on at this rate, we'll be back to sort of Victorian levels in 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, that just... it's astonishing to even think of.
When you think of the Victorian era, you sort of think of very poor people and then the kind of grand houses, the sort of squires and those sort of people.
It feels as well, I mean, anyone can feel this when they watch a Victorian drama, but, you know, it is definitely two opposing forces there, isn't it? But it's such a massive gap. You seriously think we're getting to the point where there's no middle ground coming? It's going to be one side and the other.
I think that's happening in a lot of developed countries, actually. We're moving, you know, that we're becoming more polarised. And in Britain, it's very extreme. We have the fourth highest level of inequality out of the developed countries after the US, Mexico and Israel. And we're now seeing that, you know, there are two different Britons, really. There are people who sort of live as if they're on a different planet.
Well, I just want you to listen to a clip of Derek Licorice from Item near Sevenoaks. He's chairman of Fuel Poverty Advisory Group, and he spoke to us earlier today about the hike in energy bills. Let's listen to him.
It's absolutely devastating news for the old, the young, who are ill, those with disabilities, and for many, it's a choice between heating and eating. And if you add to that the problems of a damp, cold home, where we know that if your home is damp and if you've got any weakness, respiratory illness or anything like that, for some it can be fatal. And the UK has an unenviable record in winter deaths.
Deborah Hargreaves, I was on the way into work this morning listening to our phone-in with Matt Cole, and actually I have to say I was quite shocked at some of the calls that were coming from people about how they are going to heat their homes this winter, even with a winter fuel allowance. In that clip, it gives a sense of people dying because they can't afford to get warm.
Yeah.
Sounds like we're already in that position.
I think it's a shocking indictment that we can allow people to be in that situation. And I was talking to someone last week who works at a food bank. And food banks, you know, that's often sort of portrayed by some people on the right as being a lifestyle choice. But he was saying, you know, people are going there through real desperation. You know, they really have no alternative.
And what's driving it?
Well, they're just finding their benefits are being cut. They're in and out of work. A lot of these people are working, but their work isn't constant. You know, they're on 0 hours contracts, maybe.
Is it hopeless then?
I just think we need to fight for a fairer share of wages going to normal people. You know, we need to say that to the people at the top that they've got to share it more broadly. You know, it's a very polarised society.
Who's going to do that?
Well, I don't know. You do get a few enlightened business people. The boss of Next, for example, he had a £2 million bonus in July. He said, I really don't deserve this. The company's done very well. I'm going to share it with the workforce. Why don't we see more of them doing that?